Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Hello and welcome to another episode of Weekly Scoop. I am Rahshan Saglam and I will be your host today. Today we're going to have three articles to discuss, two from Al Akhbar newspaper and one from Al Manar website. And who is better to discuss those articles with but the journalist Bassam Kuntar from Al Akhbar newspaper. Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
Today we're going to speak about the assassination crime of Hassan Laqis, the leader in Hezbollah, and its repercussions. And we're going to speak a little bit about the Lebanese-Syrian unrest, since it became a Lebanese-Syrian unrest, not only a Syrian one. But before we do that, we are going to a brief report shedding the light on the headlines of the week, and we'll be back, dear viewers. Report, and we'll be back. Week's headlines, dear viewers, starts with the New York Times. Kerry invoking Mandela says peace in Middle East is possible. Invoking the memory of Nelson Mandela, the South African statesman who died Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday, "We are closer than we have been in years to a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians." Nuns missing in Syria resurface in video. Attack on Yemen's defense headquarters is linked to Al-Qaeda. Qatar pushes for Gulf Arab inclusions in Iran talks. Gulf Arab states must have a seat at nuclear talks between world powers and neighboring Iran because of their own stake in regional stability, Qatar's foreign minister said. Moving on to Press TV website. Iraqi foreign minister warns of toxic proliferation of Syrian militants. Egypt appeals court to freeze female protesters in Alexandria. Anti-Syria foreign militants use Turkey safe house. A report has revealed that Al-Qaeda linked to groups are using safe houses in southern Turkey to send foreign militants to neighboring Syria to take part in the war against its government. From Press TV, we move to Al Manar website. Israelis martyr Laqis, a brilliant mind, weighs Zionist logistics section. Hezbollah proudly revealed his martyr Hassan Laqis and did not disclose further details. Yet the Zionist enemy immediately described him as a bright mind and said that he weighs the research and development service in the technology and logistics section of the Zionist army. Yemen, most defense ministry attackers were Saudis. Yemen military announced Friday that most of the attackers who stormed the Yemeni defense ministry complex on Thursday were Saudi nationals. Tabani militants open fire on Lebanese army soldiers. Militants from Tripoli's neighborhood of Bab el-Tabana opened fire at Lebanese army troops, killing one soldier and wounding six others. Zionist entity honors 12 Mossad officers 2 days after martyr Laqis murder. ISIL Nusra clash in Raqqa. Islamic Front expels FSA from Idlib countryside. The Islamic Front militants firmly controlled the Free Syrian Army headquarters and warehouses at Bab el-Hawa crossing in Idlib countryside. Let's take a look at Al Bawaba website, where the headlines were: Syria militants use Turkey safe houses. Jordanian protesters call for social reform. Hegel, diplomacy with Iran must be backed by military power. The those were the headlines of the week, dear viewers, and now we are going to dig deep into the articles that we have for today. The first article is from the Al-Manar website, and the title is Zionist Entity Honors 12 Mossad Officers 2 days after Martyr Laqis murder. Do you think that it has any kind of link that the Israeli government is honoring 12 Mossad officers right after the assassination crime of the leader in Hezbollah, Laqis?
Investigations that have been done until now about this assassination makes a clear vision towards the Israeli enemy as a major responsible about this crime, especially the way that it was done and the tracking of the murder before accomplishing the operation, and also the way that until now it's very clear that they didn't keep any evidence that will lead for at least knowing the people that
the perpetrators already, or who did the assassination.
Sure. This will give a big indicator about the involvement of Israel in this assassination.
It has the fingerprints of Israel.
Sure. And it seems that the Israelis are trying to smuggle between one period and another certain operations or strikes against Syria or many other interventions in the Syrian and Lebanese crisis that is ongoing under the cover of what it is now also an active terrorist groups spread along the borders between Syria and Lebanon and within the two countries.
Okay, we can continue with the article which says the Zionist media outlets have kept circulating suspicious news related to the assassination of martyr Hassan Laqis. 12 Mossad officers were honored by the Israeli president, the Israeli outlets highlighted. So this article is not only speaking about what Hezbollah wants to say or what Al-Manar website is saying, it is speaking what media outlets, Israeli media outlets, are saying and feeling suspicious about what's happening and the honoring of 12 Mossad right after the assassination. And we have the picture of the article here, and if our viewers can see it. It is the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and we have Shimon Peres, the president, and one of the honored officers in the pictures that is on this article. So, and it is taken from an Israeli media outlet. We can see the logo over here. The article also said the ceremony, which was organized at the president's residence and was attended by PM Benjamin Netanyahu, honored 8 male and 4 female Mossad officers for their executive and technological achievements, according to the Israeli media outlets as well. And the officers headed to different countries to ban different parties from possessing non-traditional technical devices, implying that they carried out assassination of adversity experts. So they did carry out assassinations. And furthermore, the article says, where Martyr Laqis, a number of Iranian nuclear experts among the targets of these operations. Could it be possible that Martyr Laqis and a number of nuclear experts were attacked or were part of those assassination of operations held by those Mossad that were honored?
We don't have the clear evidence that the 12 are linked to the assassinations that happened.
To this particular assassination.
Yeah, or other assassinations that happened in Iran and targeted the scientific experts. But for sure, announcing such a news in Israel is something that giving a or triggering the way that the Israelis are acting among honoring those military leaders. It means two things, or have been
they achieved their operations,
they will be transferred for another department, or they already reached the period of retirement. So again, speaking about why the Israelis did this, for sure they did this as a part of their way of strategic media or the media strategy that they usually study very well and try to send signals to
messages.
to their enemies and also to the world that we have a very heavy hand that can reach
everywhere.
The
article.
But also, I want to mention that compiling all these news clippings in Al-Manar in that way is also a political message, because usually Al-Manar outlet is not you cannot analyze what's there on the website in comparison to any other outlet. It's the
because
official
it's for
the official
the
TV station of Hezbollah, and for sure highlighting such stories is a clear track that Hezbollah wants to give a clear view that we know very well who's the enemy, and we're gonna respond for that.
The article also mentioned that another Mossad chief was also honored right after the assassination of leader Haj Imad Mughniyeh. So it is linking between the two assassinations, and the fingerprints of Israel has it's clear on both assassinations.
Sure.
And we have another article from Al Akhbar newspaper for the chief editor Ibrahim Al Amin and Al Akhbar, who was clear about the fingerprints of Israel on that assassination, and was he made it clear that Israel is trying to send the message not only to Hezbollah but also to Iran. The article says the title, of course, it's Lebanon. Hezbollah will respond to assassination. And it says that who made the decision to strike such a painful blow to the Islamic resistance in Lebanon by assassinating one of its military commanders, Hassan al-Laqis? Who planned the operation and who decided on carrying it out at this particular time? On what basis and in whose interest, and what were the intended goals of this potentially explosive action? Can we answer some of those actions? Like, we know who planned it. If we want to accuse Israel, of course, Israel who planned it. But why now? Why at this particular timing?
It is 2 or 3 weeks after the suicide bombers attacking the Iranian embassy in Beirut. The timing is related to the situation in the country. And the ability of covering such an attacks under the revenge operations that the Syrian Islamic groups are trying to promote as part of their response to the Hezbollah's
interference in the
intervention
Syria.
In the inside Syria. So the Israelis think, and also if you track and you monitor the media, even some of the media in the Arab world, who was trying to link this operation to the Syrian opposition, it is very clear that the Israelis choose the timing that the ability to blame Syrian opposition on such an attack is very easy.
Okay, the article also said that all indications are that Israel was behind the assassination, which is a slim possibility that another party was involved. That's why it did not take long for Hezbollah, based on its long experience with the Israelis, to point the fingers at Tel Aviv, even though the occupation's foreign ministry was quick to deny its involvement. Why would Israel? We know that Israel is a strong country, and we know that if it did any kind of operation, it does not deny it. Why did Israel deny the involvement in such an operation right now?
Before, when the I'm speaking about 20 years ago, denying any attacks against Hezbollah from Israel was very ridiculous, because we knew very well at that moment when the
Hezbollah is one enemy.
Yeah, and when the Israelis were occupying southern Lebanon, and they assassinated a lot of military and political leaders, it was very clear that any denying of such an attack is a weakness for Israel.
It wouldn't be
and
believed.
They never announced that we've did it. But at least they never denied it. Yeah, and they keep at least silent about this. Now they have the benefit and the they have the new strategy of mixing all the papers together and trying to keep such crimes as if it is part of the Sunni-Shia conflict in the region and as part of the Syrian crisis result, and also Israel is now not planning lonely or on a. It is now, I think it is a group of investigative and security groups that they are all planning together for doing such an attacks. So for sure they need more cover. Giving an example about this, there was a lot of reports about the new cooperation between the Saudi investigation agency and the Israeli Mossad. So from now on, you're gonna.
So just like the article said, there is a third party involved in the.
Sure, there is more than party involved, but at least two major key players in the region are trying to coordinate in order to face what they consider as the new enemy for them.
Okay. The article, Ibrahim Al-Amin pointed out that it is a message to Israel's Western allies, and it is a message to Iran that the negotiation concerning its nuclear activity and nuclear program are not done yet. Is it a message for Iran, but it was through Hezbollah?
Analysis can go to that point very easily. It has been very clear that the Israelis respond to the agreement that reached between
They're
the
angry. West. We all know that
they
Israel
are angry
is
about
angry.
This, but and also they are trying to have a new to test the response. Maybe the part of the plan was to a certain response from Hezbollah that will trigger the whole borders and will change the whole scene from one place to another, the discussion from one topic to another.
Do you think that Hezbollah will respond to this assassination, and how?
If you track the way that Hezbollah's respond to the assassination. First of all, it was very clear that Martyr Hassan Lakis, one of the prominent Hezbollah's leaders, and usually in such a situation, the Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Secretary General of Hezbollah, usually he will give a speech during the funeral, and he will describe and analyze the situation and give an outline or a roadmap of this crime and or the assassination and how Hezbollah will
maybe
respond.
Maybe he's waiting for the investigations to be done. Or
no,
more
usually,
investigations
we usually when Sayyid Hassan will not speak about such a big act, it seems that very well that Hezbollah's response gonna be very fast and it will not wait that much long. This is what Al-Amin said in his article, and this is also what the analyst in a lot of newspapers have been describing. What is the way of the response? For sure, Hezbollah's response to such an attack is not lined within certain place or certain timing.
We've seen the response after
especially
the assassination
that now the
of
borders.
Mahmoud.
No, yeah, and but especially that the situation now, we have a wider and long borders between Israeli enemy and Hezbollah. We have southern Lebanon. We have the Syrian borders. There is a plenty of ways.
And of course, we have Gaza Strip because Hezbollah is involved in powering and in giving ammunition and weapons, of course. And we know that Haj Imad Mughniyeh, the martyr, was also involved in powering the resistance in Gaza and resistance in Palestine. So it has the three places to attack Israel.
You are counting three, maybe more, but such an assassination will for sure trigger a response. When and where, this is something that no one can introspect about.
Of course, we wish that God bless the martyr Lakis and all the martyrs of the resistance, the Lebanese resistance and Hezbollah, of course, and all martyrs all over the world. We're going to move to the second article now. The article is for Sami Kleib, and also it was published published in Al Akhbar newspaper, and it says Lines of the Game, One Civil War in Lebanon and Syria. And it is a series of articles, Lines of the Game, that Sami Clay published in this newspaper. The article says the policy of this engagement has collapsed. Lebanon and Syria are back together like never before, but this time with blood. Nothing indicates the possibility of containing the fire in North Lebanon. There is no plan that could stop the bombs in Beirut or elsewhere. A new government is not on the horizon, neither are the presidential elections. Whatever is said to the country would be like someone using aspirin to treat cancer. So is it really not curable what's happening in Lebanon and Syria? Is it is the unrest going to continue for several years or a decade, just like some analysts are saying?
The new link between what's happening in Lebanon and what's happening in Syria is for sure clear now, mm-hmm. and we can observe the result among a lot of circumstances, speaking about the refugees and their mm-hmm. Impact on the country, speaking about borders, speaking about smuggling, also the political situation.
Speaking about four cars being ready to be bombed in Nabek and found by the Syrian army, being ready to be shipped to Lebanon or transferred to Lebanon,
sure.
to commit bomb attacks in Lebanon. So we have a lot of dangers to Lebanon and Lebanese security and stability coming from Syria, coming from the Syrian unrest.
Usually when there is tension between borders, you mm-hmm. can expect any security breach, any new attacks, predictions about the security situation in the country mm-hmm. Is a little bit known for the people. Everyone is expecting any new security gap or a security breach that can be described by a suicide bomber, a new bombing by using cars or mm-hmm. even sometimes keeping bombs and running away.
Mm-hmm.
Now Lebanon is like never before an open
it's
place.
It's threatened for, but with all of these indications for a flame
but,
or a war that is going to happen in the country.
But what have Mr. Kleib mentioned in his article mm-hmm. is, I think that he was noting about the one package deal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
about the political situation in Lebanon. Before it was the discussion was who gonna announce the new government, mm-hmm. and is it easy to establish this
now
new
we
government?
Don't have a government, we don't have
security. Government, we don't have budget,
mm-hmm.
we don't have security. After within the next month we will be without president.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that...
And we have the clashes in North Lebanon, which are taking the most important political discussion in Lebanon, because the clashes are non-stop since the beginning of the Syrian crisis. And it is because of the Syrian crisis. It is between sure. opponents and supporters of the Syrian regime.
So, sure. Mm-hmm. But again, let us use the term one package deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is something related to the whole negotiations that happening among the Syrian crisis,
mm-hmm.
and Lebanon is part of this deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait in order to see what gonna be the new the results of the Geneva II conference.
If it was held,
and the also the Saudi position from the Lebanese political situation.
Since you mentioned the Saudis, do you think that Saudi Arabia or Bandar bin Sultan or anyone who's working on the ground and supporting militants in Syria has anything to do with the clashes in Tripoli, with the explosions in Lebanon or the situation in Lebanon?
All the political groups mm-hmm. that they are carrying weapons against each other are funded,
mm-hmm.
and the fund for sure is coming from the Saudi Arabia. This is something that
mm-hmm.
was mentioned in the Western
mm-hmm.
media.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that was mentioned in a lot of reports, public reports, not even in secret
mm-hmm.
reports, as if like all the actors is not wearing the gloves anymore.
Mm-hmm. There, it's clear that everyone knows who's working on the ground and who's supporting who. Unfortunately, our time is up, journalist Bassam Al-Kontar. Thank you so much for the information
thank
that you.
You
gave us and for being in the show. Dear viewers, our time is up. I'll see you next week. Thank you for watching. Thank you.